The House will be in order. Introduction of bills.
House File 2578 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to the appropriation for health and human services and veterans and including other related provisions and appropriations, providing penalties and including effective date and retroactive and other applicability provisions.
First read of the bills are for a commitment or amendment placed on appropriations counter. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Gary Moore for Senate File 586, Representative Wheeler for House File 2047, Representative Maxwell for Senate File 2267, Representative Sexton for Senate File 2324, Representative Thompson for House File 2577, and Representative Kerr for House File 2575.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott, Representative Moore, for opening comments on Senate File 586.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate File 586 is a technical bill of the Division of Banking, and the Division of Banking bill has not been updated since 1995. If any of you have done any personal banking, you know what's changed through technology since 1995, and that's what this bill does. Mr. Speaker, there are amendments.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H8001 by Committee on Commerce.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott for opening comments on H8001.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment 8001 is simply a technical amendment and makes some typing error corrections.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I served on the subcommittee for this bill. I will summarize my comments for these amendments as well as the bill. I believe there is another amendment that follows. I would encourage your support for both of the amendments before us this afternoon, as well as for the bill after they are adopted.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott for closing comments on H8001.
I simply move the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Scott moves the amendment. Moves the amendment. All those in favor of this passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. The clerk will call up the next amendment.
H8270 by Moore of Scott.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott for opening comments on H8270.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment H270 simply allows, for years, national banks have been able to invest in tax credit financing transactions. State banks have not. And so this amendment allows state banks to be on an even keel with national banks. It also, in the original bill, included civil penalties and existing criminal penalties for some bank violations of bank directors, and it eliminates the civil penalty section.
Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott for closing comments on H8270.
I move approval of Amendment 8270, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Scott moves Amendment H270. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now, that disposes of all amendments. We're now on Senate File 586 as amended. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott for closing comments on Senate File 586.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's time we update the Division of Banking bill, and I move approval of the bill.
The gentleman from Scott moves Senate File 586 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Is there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 586, a bill for an act relating to banks making appropriations and making civil penalties applicable, be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Ronnie Marquardt, aye.
Gobble,
aye. Westrich, aye. Eisenhart, aye.
Jacobson,
aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 92. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 8. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux for opening comments on House File 2487.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill simply amends Iowa Code Section 232, the Juvenile Justice Section, to expand the authority of the juvenile court to include the disestablishment of paternity in certain circumstances where the paternity of the child is at issue. Under current Iowa law, juvenile courts do not have this authority, and the case must be transferred to the district court to handle the paternity question before being transferred back to the juvenile court. Juvenile court judges are well suited to adjudicate these proceedings because of their expertise and the type of complex parental and family problems at issue. Additionally, passing this legislation will conserve judicial resources and streamline these delicate juvenile proceedings, allowing Iowa families and children to close their cases and move on with their lives more quickly. Those are my opening remarks.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, fellow members of the Iowa House. I would encourage support of this bill. It improves judicial efficiency, something that we need. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Sioux moves House File 2487 be read for last time, placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2487, a bill for an act related to the parental. Paternity in certain action before the juvenile courts be enacted by the General Assembly of State of Iowa.
The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Meyer of Polk, aye. Ronnie Marquardt, aye. Westrich, aye. Jennery, aye. Bacon, aye. Pritchard, aye. Jacobson, aye. Hein, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Poweshiek, Representative Maxwell, for opening comments on Senate File 2267.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate File 2267 come to us from the Senate, of course. And what it does, it amends code to change emergency response districts from a pilot project for certain counties to an available option for all counties, cities, and townships who wish to create one. It authorized counties, cities, and townships to establish emergency response districts to better provide fire protection and emergency medical services to residents of the districts. It is thought that the locals should be able to know the territory a little better than we do. Amends existing codes so the boundaries of the emergency districts may only change upon the approval of the commission and each government entity participating in the district. In a new section, incorporation documents of an emergency district shall include provisions for dissolution, withdrawal of government entity, and the dispersing of property in the case of either event. That concludes my opening remarks. Are there any?
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes those gentlemen from Polk, Representative Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Representative Maxwell, as always, did an outstanding job of explaining this bill. As he said, it's been a pilot program in the past that's worked out well. And it'll give especially smaller rural communities the opportunity to group together in an emergency response district to better serve their areas in case of a fire or other emergency where they may not have the personnel or equipment to do it on their own, but they can get there quick and at least get the first response started while they're waiting for other members of that district to come and help out and solve the fire or emergency or whatever they have. So it's a good bill. It does what it's supposed to do, and I would urge this body to vote yes.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Poweshiek for closing comments on Senate File 2267.
Thank you. This bill takes a little bit different tact than most of a number of the bills we have passed this session. It lets local people who know the territory decide what would work best. I want to thank my subcommittee, which was Representative Hunter and Representative Nordman, and I want to say that Representative Hunter was a really good example for a young man like Representative Nordman. This is a good bill for Iowa, especially rural Iowa, and good for Iowans, and with that I move the bill.
The gentleman from Poweshiek moves Senate File 2267 be read for the last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 2267, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of emergency response district being enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Running Marquardt, aye. Hansen, aye. Pritchard, aye. Jacobson, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun, Representative Sexton, for opening comments on Senate File 2324.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Senate File 2324 adds the definition of real estate teams to the Iowa Code. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the first amendment.
H8195 by Committee on State Government.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun for opening remarks on H8195.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment H8195 requires real estate teams to display the name of the brokerage responsible for the real estate transaction.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Kurth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen in the House. This bill, SF2324, is a good bill. It allows extra transparency for consumers and also gives credit to the brokerage to which the team of realtors belongs. I encourage a yes vote.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun for closing comments on H8195.
Mr. Speaker, I move H8195.
The gentleman from Calhoun moves amendment H8195. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now on Senate File 2324 as amended. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun for closing comments on Senate File 2324.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Senate File 2324 as amended be read for its third and final time and placed on its passage, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Calhoun moves Senate File 2324 be read for last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 2324, a bill for an act relating to the designation of state real estate teams and the display of real estate licenses and including applicability provisions being enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Grassley, aye. Mitchell, aye. Ronnie Marquardt, aye. Lucy, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Andrews, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 95. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 5. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Boone, Representative Thompson, for opening remarks on House File 2577.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Parents deserve to know what their children are being taught. House File 2577 creates a standard for education transparency that reflects what we believe to be the best practices from school boards across our state, which include posting course syllabi and core materials on school districts' websites at the beginning of the school year, listing instructional materials used in classrooms, utilizing classroom management platforms, and providing parents and guardians view-only access to those platforms, listing books available to students in school libraries, creating and publishing protocols for reviewing library books and instructional materials, and posting teacher professional development courses administered by school districts. This bill creates penalties for noncompliance with transparency requirements after a 14-day corrective period. Division 2 of this bill requires the U.S. civics and immigration test to be administered as part of the U.S. government. Mr. Speaker, there are amendments.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H8273 by Thompson of Boone.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Boone, Representative Thompson, for opening remarks on H8273.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Amendment 8273 clarifies that teachers have 14 days after the DOE finds noncompliance of transparency requirements to correct their plans before being referred to the BOEE. It clarifies that it's a responsibility of the teacher of record to post information and the responsibility of the school district in the case of a short-term substitute. It also changes the timeline for updating classroom instructional materials to reflect what was taught in classrooms from 7 days to the end of the school week. And this amendment also excludes special education teachers who have very highly individualized plans. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment to the amendment.
There is an amendment to the amendment. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H8299 by Gobble of Polk.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Gobble, for opening remarks on H8299.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment is simple and works to clarify the intent of this bill. One of the common questions we've received is have centered around if lesson plans were considered instructional materials to be posted on learning management software. This amendment clearly states that is not the case. Our intent is to provide access to materials to provide it to students, not lesson plans. Those are my opening comments, Mr. Speaker.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats will caucus immediately in room 305. Thank you.
With Democrats going to caucus, the House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.